Now, next on the programme, I want to get my head around a debate that has been going on around the Dolphins Barn area. It saw a very well-attended public meeting being held late last week. A Dublin GAA club has applied for planning permission for a controversial development of its grounds to fund a €3 million upgrade of facilities. Temple Oak Sing Street GAA Club wants to develop 161 housing units on its grounds at Dolphin Park in Crumlin. But Kevin's Hurling and Camogie Club from the Liberties, which also uses the ground, is objecting and claims that the loss of green space will make the grounds unsuitable for juvenile teams. I want to try and understand what's going on here. And if you want to get involved in this conversation, you can text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. You can call us on 6797 981. Okay, so let's try and break this story down a little bit and find out exactly what is going on. Alan O'Brien is the chairman of Temple Oak Sing Street GAA Club. Alan, welcome to 98 FM.
Thanks, Adrian.
Fantastic facility ye have at the moment at Dolphin Park, but you're in a situation where you have decided to sell off a portion of your ground for a development of apartments and townhouses. Why are you selling this portion of the land?
Temple Oak Sing Street main grounds is our only grounds are Dolphin Park, and the facilities down there aren't up to scratch for a modern club at the moment. We have no ladies' toilets, no changing facilities. We have a growing ladies' section. We've no winter training facilities, which is a huge demand for the club. And the club is growing, and we've felt this for a long time, that we need to improve the facilities in Dolphin Park. So our proposal to improve the facilities is to upgrade the two full-size adult playing pitches that are currently there by adding floodlights and by improving the playing surface, by adding an all-weather winter training facility that will be floodlit as well, by maintaining, we've two cross pitches for juvenile games, and we'll maintain those and add an additional two pitches. We'll also put in modern changing facilities that will cater for our men's section and our growing ladies section, and we'll have a gym facility that will be of benefit to all the teams in the club, and I think will be of great benefit to the local community.
Okay, so out of the whole of Dolphin Park, you are planning to fund this by selling 15% of the land.
We're selling 2.1 acres of the land out of 14 acres. The area we're selling is an area that's not used. It's a hill, and then we're utilising the rest of the space in Dolphin Park by pushing the pitches over towards the Rutland Avenue side, for anyone who knows the ground, and utilising wasted space at the back of the existing pitches.
Okay, right. So that's the upside. It's the development of the ground, which badly needs improvement, and there will be floodlights, which you don't have at the moment. So
improve playing time. We'll get much more playing time on the surface. So currently there's a playing area. There's about 10 acres. And in the new development in playing area, there will be 10 acres.
Okay. Now, that's part of what the funds will pay for. But is another part of what you're doing here trying to write down debt?
So we have a debt on the land. We had planning permission for a similar development where we looked to sell a piece of the land, and we were going to invest in the area back in around 2005, 2006. We went and got planning permission ourselves on that occasion, and we went to get tenders and architect's fees and design team fees, and we ran up a significant debt at the time, and the crash happened just at the wrong time. And
okay, so in terms of debt, how much debt is the club in?
I can't say. It's a commercially sensitive issue.
Are we talking millions?
I can't go into that.
A couple of hundred thousand?
I can't go into that, Adrian.
The reason I'm asking the question, you're saying it's commercially sensitive, but the reason I'm asking the question is to put it into context about what proportion of the money that ye will raise is going to be going to the redevelopment, and what proportion is going to write down the debt?
Well, our current estimates, the redevelopment will be in the region of €3 million. That's based on current estimates for the works we're going to do to Dolphin's Bar.
Okay. And does that represent 10% of what you hope to make from the sale of the land?
As I said, that's a commercially sensitive piece.
Because it is believed that this is a major debt write-down, more than more than the development of the ground. That, in other words, you owe more than... debt reduction.
No, I suppose, listen, to be very clear, we had no debt on the land in 2004, 5 or 6 when we started this process. So our aim and our goal was always to improve the facilities in Dolphin's Barn. And that's still our aim and our goal. The fact that we're able to clear off debt is a bonus. It's great. But really what we're interested in is providing Gaelic games for our club and for the community and for the schools of the area. And that's what the
Okay. Now, as you well know, a very well-attended public meeting was held late last week, organised by Kevin's Hurling and Camogie Club. They use the ground as well, and they're very, very concerned about the future of their club with the sale of a portion of 2.1 acres of that ground. Ye seem somewhat bemused by their complaints.
We spoke to Kevin's numerous times. We meet them regularly, and we have a good working relationship on a day to day basis because we coordinate pitch access and who's playing at what time and what day, and that works well on a day to day basis. I suppose we are slightly confused or bemused on why they think their club is being threatened. We're going to have great facilities in Dolphin's Barn, and those facilities will be open to Kevin's, the local schools and the local community as they are at the moment.
So there will be no adverse effect on Kevin's ability to play, because I understand they literally have nowhere else to play, that it is Dolphin Park where they play and they don't have any other options. But you're saying that this development, if it were to go ahead, will have no adverse effect on Kevin's Hurling and Camogie Club.
So when we went to do the previous development, Kevin's wrote a letter of support in support of selling the land back in 2005 and 2006. And there was an agreement put in place that pitch coordinators would be put in place from both clubs, and the clubs would work together to facilitate matches. And that's worked. That agreement has been in place since 2004 or 2005, and it's worked well. It's probably the toughest job in both clubs, the coordinators every week trying to coordinate fixtures, but it works well at the moment, and I would say 99% of all matches and training are facilitated, and that's our hope that continues into the future.
All right, I want you to stay with me for a couple of minutes if you can, please, Alan. After the break, I'm going to be hearing from Kevin's Hurling and Camogie Club to find out what their issue is with this development. This is a ground that they use. It's a fantastic club. It is primarily, and it's one of the only clubs in the city centre that focuses on hurling and camogie, and they've a huge team now. And they're very worried. We're going to find out what they're concerned about straight after the break. And if you want to get involved in this conversation, you can text or WhatsApp your opinion to 0877 98 98 98. You can also send us a WhatsApp voice message to that same number, 0877 98 98 98. I'm joined on the line by JJ O'Mahony, who's a member of Kevin's. JJ, welcome to 98 FM.
Okay, thank you.
JJ, tell me what you're worried about here, because Temple Oaks, Sing Street say that you will not be affected at all.
Well, a couple of things already we can see. So, like Alan, their club is growing substantially, and so is Kevin. It's probably one of the fastest growing clubs, and with particular growth, and probably what gets lost a lot in this conversation is the camogie teams that we have. Very, very little to do for young girls, young people in the area, and Kevin's has been hugely successful at that, and it's all our kids are local. Remember that all of the Kevin's kids are very, very local, come probably within 1-2 kilometres of Dolphin Park, and that's a huge point in this discussion.
What's the implication? The Temple Oak, Sing Street, the kids aren't local?
Well, I don't think they have the same intensity of saying within 1 to 2 kilometres of Dolphin Park, but the point I'm making is within that area that I've just mentioned, that particular area, there was a survey done by Professor Gerard Mills of UCD. Out of 93 GAA clubs in Dublin, this club is the worst served for green space. Now, bear in mind, right, this is an area where you have 6,114 children under the age of 13. You have another 2,500 children under the age of 13. So the area is absolutely devoid of green space. And it's a terrible indictment of our politicians to have let this situation arise in the first place.
Okay, but let me talk about Kevin's. And you've a fantastic reputation. Like you said, you've developed camogie in your club to a brilliant level. And I know you have some county players in your club. You also have a hurling club and have great support locally, as was seen from your public meeting last week with the turnout that you had. Yeah, but with the sale of 2.1 acres out of 14 acres of Dolphin Park, and with that money being used for the redevelopment and the provision of better facilities, floodlights, winter training facilities and so on, surely that's to the benefit of your club rather than hindering your club.
Absolutely not, because if you're a hurling person, you'd understand this a lot more, is that at the top of the pitch is a training pitch, which, even if you look on Google Maps, is the most intensely used part of Dolphin Park. Clearly, that's just inside. Then you have two immediate cross pitches, which are used. And the width of that is completely gone. So the new apartments are approximately, now I can be corrected in this, but approximately 14 metres from the edge of the pitches. The lands that the two new pitches are going to be pushed over to the side, I actually coach my under 14 failure team there on that side piece of land. So there's this misnomer going around that there's unused land. If you were to go up there on a Saturday morning, it's all those periphery, as soon as there's two matches on at any time, those periphery fields are absolutely vital to all of the teams from juvenile, nursery, camogie, and all of the other ones. So every inch of Dolphin Park, and I go a further step, if the existing lands were to be developed better than they are at the moment, you could have 7-8 pitches. Remember, there's 50,000 people inside a canal with not one playing field that can host a competitive game.
Let me read a message that's just come in to us, and it says, I played there as a kid in the 70s and it hasn't been done up since. It badly needs to be done up. It will benefit everyone.
Absolutely, and we fully agree that the park needs to be done up. Kevin's Hurling and Camogie are willing. If you look at the existing dressing rooms, right? So this, for us, this isn't about property. This, some of the discussions have developed in, it's about property development, property sale. I've heard mention of asset stripping, different things. For us, the existing dressing room, we can build on the existing dressing room without one blade of grass being lost in Dolphin Park. And Kevin,
and where will this money come from?
Kevin's will fund that dressing room. And it's, as I said, it's not about the property. If the concern is about ownership and Kevin's getting ownership, we'll vest that property into the GA or whatever it was. But, and you'll have state-of-the-art dressing rooms, and you will have a changing rooms on top. And Kevin's are prepared to fully fund that, do the fundraising, whatever it takes, without one blade of grass.
Okay, but I heard from Alan from Temple Oak Sing Street that the redevelopment is going to cost $3 million, and we all agree that the ground badly needs to be redeveloped. Where is $3 million going to come from?
So where is $3 million going? I mean, a couple of things with something like this. It's a strategic initiative. It's not something to do over that you do over a few months. This area has been actually, one of our colleagues, Tommy Daly, did an analysis of the grants that have this part of the city has received in funding. It has received a complete and utter disproportion of funding from the Lotto and from other ones. Now, one would I say, the funding will come from, if you look at the dressing rooms itself, will take, we've had different quotes on it, but it's achievable amount, okay? You've got grants available. There hasn't been any grant ever to apply for the development of that dressing room. in all the time we've been there, and Kevin's have periodically gone in, and we fully agree with Temple Oak. The dressing room is not fit for use as it is at the moment. But if you can come up with a solution.
Sorry, JJ. What I'm hearing from you is, yes, we can redevelop the ground without having to sell part of it. Perhaps not to the standard that Temple Oak might be planning, but we can still improve it without having to sell any of the land.
Yes, and can I just point out, if you go inside the canal there to some of these areas that have absolutely appalling social issues, will you tell them that an extra dressing room is going to make a big difference to them? No, but what will mean a difference to them, whether they are going to be facilitating or playing sports. John Horn, and we're really actually very annoyed with the GA and this, to be quite frank. We are absolutely, the word disgusted has been banded about in many meetings, because the GA have been hypocrites to a certain degree in this, as far as we're concerned. On numerous occasions, the GA have stated, there is an issue with, the biggest problem with Dublin is playing fields. It's not with dressing rooms, it's with playing fields. And they keep saying the biggest problem is green to grey, the biggest problem in Dublin. They sat in front of the Senate and said the biggest problem in Dublin is green to grey, please don't sell the fields. Yet they go up and they sign off on the sale of the lands in Dolphin Park. That's absolutely appalling. Absolutely. If it was any other community, I don't think that would be allowed to happen. But I think some of it is the nature of
okay. So you're calling for the higher authorities to intervene here. I want to go back to Alan O'Brien from he's the chairman of Temple Oak Sing Street GAA Club. Alan, let me put those points to you that the redevelopment can happen without selling off any of the land.
So, I've spoke to JJ numerous times and to Vincent Hennessy, who's the chairman of Kevin's, and we've gone through these points. I mean, what they're talking about is a lick of paint kind of job on a dressing room that's decrepit and falling down. I agree with a lot of what JJ says. I mean, we want good facilities for the kids in Dublin 8, Dublin 12, Dublin 6, where all our members come from. What we want to do, though, take the changing room point first. We have a growing ladies section out of Kevin's. It's not acceptable not to have ladies' toilet facilities for young kids or for girls or ladies playing sport. It's just not acceptable in this day and age, and we want to put in decent facilities. In terms of the playing area, the cross pitches are something that's thrown up all the time. They will be maintained. The cross pitches will be maintained. We are going to increase the playing area, time on the pitches by, we reckon, up to 400 hours by adding the floodlights, which gives winter training for us all. The training area that JJ refers to is the only floodlit area in the park at the moment, and that is why it gets such intensive use. And after a month or two of winter training, it's cut up, it's a mud bath, and it's not suitable for anyone to train on anymore. So,
okay, but you're arguing then that by floodlighting a bigger area, it will be more available, so that one particular section won't be trampled
exactly,
to bits.
Exactly, and we'll be providing an all-weather area as well, which will accommodate, particularly the smaller kids during the winter. The adults are well capable of running around in the muck, but it's for the smaller kids to have the all-weather facilities, I think, is very important. Our club travels as far as Bray for all-weather training facilities, and we go to Bluebell for all-weather training. We travel all over, and we rent pitches all over Dublin for winter training facilities.
Is there anything in what JJ has been saying that you can relate to? In other words, can this not be done without selling off that chunk of land?
We've investigated this numerous times, and we've looked at it, and before we went and sold this land, we sat down, we met with Kevin's, and we discussed different proposals. And our executive committee have come to the conclusion, in consultation with the Dublin County Board, in consultation with the GAA, and in consultation with everyone else, that this is the best thing for our club, and we believe for the community as well.
Okay, this is the best, JJ, let me put that to you, this is the best for the club and for the community as well.
Absolutely not. Look, they say this is a couple of points here, that they said this is an investment. As far as we're concerned, this is a disinvestment in this, because I'll tell you why. is because there's a number of entities. If you just look at the description of an investment, is where you add money and add value to a thing, to a facility. So if you look at some of the proceeds of this, you're right, you were asking about the finances earlier. Like, some of the proceeds have got to be looked at this. So ultimately, if we're going to get the Christian Brothers, we get a cut out, or the GA will get a cut out, or the property developer will get a cut out of it, and the residual will be left to those who use Dolphin Park. So that, to me, is a disinvestment, is the first point I'd say. I'd agree with Alan, is that, look, Alan is like us, as I said, with a club. He deals with young people. They're trying to do the better, their local kids, the better our kids, and they run into many of the issues we do as well. So, and we agree in principle of many of the points they say. So, for instance, with the floodlighting up there, we agree, but put it on the existing pitch where there's loads of green space. Already we're coming into tensions up in Dolphin Park at the moment because of lack of these playing times or whatever it was. But as I said, Alan and Vincent have been absolutely, like, they have worked well together, to be quite honest. They have worked well in ironing out the problems, and both of them need to be commended on that. But to say we're looking for a lick of paint is not correct. We know we're talking about several hundred thousand here, and it could be close to a million. And to get, now, if you tell me you can't build a decent dressing room on an existing thing that can either be renovated or completely redone, between the grants that are available, and Kevin's, I'm not asking for anything for nothing here. We will bring several hundred thousand to the table. We've already spoken to finance people, got some approvals on that. We're not talking about a lick of paint. We are saying put a super facility in there for the young people of the area. And the future, isn't it ironic that last week or the week before, we had thousands of young people on the street marching regarding green and climate change. Here now, isn't it completely ironic that the whole proposal immediately following this is that we're going to build on an area that is one of the, it's like the only way I would describe it, having been lived around the area for 20 years and being into some of these places where, as I said, there are some social issues. Dolphin Park is like an oasis in a desert where these young people can breathe and feel normal and are not surrounded by concrete.
Okay, but is losing 15% of the ground, 2.1 acres out of 14 acres, and having improved facilities at the end, it's still an oasis in a desert.
Are you telling me, would you like to live alongside a six-story building?
Would I personally?
Yeah.
But you're not living beside it, you're playing beside it.
No, but just, these are going to be young children playing. I said, if you see, if you go past Dolphin House, right, the first thing, if you're looking over, no ball playing here, right? So these people escape from a concrete jungle inside a canal, inside a city, where there has been just the intensity of development inside there is just absolutely completely disregarding children. And we've often questioned this. Children's rights needs to be considered in this. This is their place where the children can come and the adults can come. And you look around it, and there's some video on, if you look at Kevin's Facebook or Love Dolphin Park website, you will see what a magnificent place is where children can feel normal, like every other child in Ireland. When you put concrete up over it again, you're returning them to where they came from, what they're trying to get away to. From.
Okay, finally, JJ, let me put it to you that your club, for all its good, doesn't really have much of a leg to stand on because you don't own the ground, you merely use it.
Let me give you some of the history of this as well, because this is important. We've been playing up there for over 40 years, and we've been around in the locality since 1902. We've been up there for over 40 years, and I dare you to go in to any of the locals and tell them that it's a park. It's zoned Z9 Green Space Park. The reason the city council and planners grown to designate such areas is that it can be used for the benefit of the public, not for a property developer to develop on.
All right, I want to just put that point finally to Alan O'Brien from Temple Oak Sing Street. This land should be used for the betterment of the community rather than a property developer.
Yeah, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to secure the support, the sporting facility for the long-term future, because by building and by putting good investment and decent facilities in there, we're securing the sporting use of that facility for the long term, for everyone, for Temple Oaks, Hing Street, for Kevin, and for the local community and schools. And that future is secured. You know, it is an important ground. It's a great ground to have. I've played there now for over 30 years myself, and still trying to play in it. And it's always been our home ground as well. So, you know, it is a fantastic facility, and it's one we're really keen to develop and to develop right.
Finally, Alan, what next? What's the next stage in this process? Are you planning to push ahead with this sale of the land and the development of the 153 apartments, 7 townhouses and 1 detached house, regardless of what Kevin say?
I think at this stage we've spoken to Kevin, and we'll continue to speak to Kevin and keep them informed on what we're doing. But our plan is definitely to move on with this development, because our club, and we've had the support from the GAA and the Dublin County Board, and they all feel that this is the best proposal for Dolphin Park.
All right, Alan O'Brien, chairman of Temple Oaks Hing Street GAA Club, and JJ O'Mahony, member of Kevin's Hurling and Camogie Club. Thank you both for joining us on 98FM. Let me just squeeze in a couple of your comments and take a couple of your calls. Mary is a member of Kevin's. Mary, welcome to 98FM.
How are you doing, Adrian?
Now, your point is how massive Kevin's has become over the last number of years.
Yes, back in 2003, 2004, when we did give a letter of support for development at that stage, we were a quarter of the size that we are now. We also, I suppose, were backed into a corner at that stage and felt we had no choice but to support. Now we're in a situation where over the last few years we've seen the development, residential upon residential, student accommodation, etc., all within Dublin 8. So a densely populated area of over 50,000 people, time and time again, taking more concrete upon more concrete. Kevin's have been active with the 14 Liberties in looking for alternative accommodation.
That's what I was about to say. In fact, somebody just texted in to say, Kevin's founded in 1902 and haven't tried to get their own pitches or merge with another club.
Yeah, we have. We've been looking for alternative accommodation for years. That continues. We don't take Dolphin Park for granted, but what I would say is that we started out there 40 years ago, hand in hand with Temple Oaks Hing Street. We were actually founded by a member of the Christian Brothers. And a question I have for Alan O'Brien is,
He's not on the line anymore.
He's not there now. No. Well, what I would love to know is why, if it's all a true intention and an honest intention for the community's sake, were Kevin's written out of the lease when they purchased the ground and a long lease from the Christian Brothers back in 2003. We were told nothing about that. You know, Alan is presenting a picture of them being honest and working with Kevin's. We have gone to them. We've been shut out of any communication or chance to work with them, so that we can still leave the very, very precious green space that's there without it being built on.
I've said this, that you're not talking about, you know, Dolphin Park not being available for use anymore. You're talking about a tiny proportion, 15%.
It's not a tiny proportion when you look. Go on to Love Dolphin Park.
I've seen the plans. I've seen the section of the ground that is being sold. It is only a small portion of the ground, 15%, 2.1 acres out of 14.
I don't agree. If you're up there on a Saturday morning and you see that every single inch of it is being used for hurling drills, for hurling practice, for training. The other point I'd make is when you have a 6-story block of apartments trying to coexist beside cross pitches for hurling, and the goals are alongside the windows of those apartments and the balconies. I have 2 boys. They're constantly hurling in the back garden. We're fortunate enough to have that.
That's what netting is for,
Absolutely.
Mary.
Absolutely. The netting isn't worth a damn. If they're good at hurling, and our boys and girls are good, they will be missing those nettings. They will be, the slithers will be hitting off those balcony windows. And we have a genuine fear that in a few years' time, the lobby from the residents in there will see hurling banned. It's as simple as that. We have so many different concerns, not just about green space, but just about the viability of the two different uses coexisting. We've been there for over 40 years. We've worked, as Alan pointed out, with their club. But at this point, they don't want to hear us because we're not agreeing with them. And we believe that they're going
But in reality, and I know you had a well-attended public meeting last week, in reality, what can you do? Not an awful lot because you don't own the ground.
We don't own the ground, but we do have a moral stance on this whereby we were written out of the lease. Everything was done covertly. And we are now looking to the community to fight back. There hasn't been a voice in Dublin 8 for so long, and now the little bit of green space that is accessible to Dublin 8 and the community in Dublin 12, we're asking them to come with us and to fight against the planning and to stand up for themselves, have a voice at long last.
Okay, stay there for one second because, Ronan, you are a member of Temple Oak Sing Street. What did you want to say on this?
Hiya, Adrian. Yeah, just I've been a member of Temple Oak Sing Street since I was around 7 years old, so I've been there around 34 years, coaching my kids' team since they were 4 years old. So that's, they're minor now. So we've been playing there a number of times over the years. Dolphin Park is huge for our club. At the moment, winter time, we have to rent so many different places for training over the winter. We're in the Spa Well, some teams are at the Bray. There's probably 5 or 6 locations we use over the winter. And with the development plans in place for Dolphin Park, this will be huge for not just ourselves, but the local community down there as well.
So your point is that the ground, as it is now, isn't fit for purpose. It's just not capable of providing what it should be providing.
Yeah, there's only a small little area there, Adrian, with floodlights on it at the moment. So you really need to go down and have a look yourself and see. There's 2 adult pitches there at the moment. With juvenile pitches going across them, but there's no floodlights on that area at all.
And Ronan, I want you to do me a favour, if you can stay on the line there for 1 second, because I have to take a very quick break, but I'll come straight back to you. And Mary, stay there as well if you can. And we've another couple of calls on this. If you're from that particular area, if you're involved in either of the clubs in Temple Oak Sing Street or in Kevin's Hurling and Camogie Club, now's your time to air your opinion. Call me right now on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98. Now, Ronan, we're talking about how you believe this development will be to the benefit of everybody. You've heard what Mary was saying about a member of Kevin's feels this is not appropriate in an area where there isn't any green space at all.
Just to reinforce something there, and you did mention it, Adrian, we co-use the vans with Kevin's, and I know you mentioned that we owned it, but I've seen comments online. We own the land, just to clarify that one. Of course, this will benefit everyone in the local community, our club, Kevin's, and all the kids and the local schools as well, and particularly the teams. We cannot accommodate our teams at the moment, you know, and in winter as well with the winter training. You know, everyone wants to train in winter. Green space in Dublin is, we have our senior team were up in St. Anne's and Moran Abrina. We had juvenile teams in Spawell. We had another juvenile team go out to Bray, you know, and Kevin's use it, the local schools use it. This will benefit everyone. I just can't see something from Kevin's end of things where they agreed for a development in 2005.
Mary, what do you say to all that?
Well, I suppose what Temple Oak Sing Street are proposing is that they are going to be bringing more people than ever to Dolphin Park on reduced ground, and that just does not add up for me. We're talking about a facility at the moment where absolutely enhancement of the dressing rooms is needed and floodlights, etc. But where the dressing rooms are located at the moment and the parking makes the most sense, so that you're still able to retain every blade of grass there. We supported the application, as I said already, back in 2004-05 when we didn't have much choice, but we were also a lot smaller of a club. We've grown year on year over the last 15 years. Camogie in particular, again for the inner city where sports for girls is non-existent. And we believe that the more teams that Temple Oak Sing Street bring into Dolphin Park on reduced ground, the less room there will be for Kevin's.
And we let me just ask you.
Can I just finish the point?
Go on.
Sorry, Adrian. We have been told that the that Kevin's will be allowed to play there when Temple Og allow us. And we are just very fearful that we're going to be pushed out and we're going to have less time.
But Temple Og have been insistent that that's not going to happen. In fact, argue that you will not suffer at all. And let me just put something else that hasn't actually come up in the conversation. As we all know, we have a major housing problem here in Dublin. This message just came in to me and it says, high density housing is badly needed in Dublin. GAA can't be dictating, or GAA clubs can't be dictating where housing is built. Just suck it up.
Well, this is the community we're speaking on behalf of just as much as our own Kevin's Hurling and Camogie Club. And there are numerous...
But do you accept that we do still need
high-density
housing?
There's high-density housing. But, you know, the lessons of old in the inner city locations where you built and you built and you did not provide facilities and amenities led to problems, social problems where you don't have facilities.
Okay, and you don't want to see past mistakes being repeated. Yes. Sorry to cut across you, Mary. Excuse me, because I have two more calls I want to squeeze in. Sandra has five kids involved in Temple Og Sing Street. Sandra, you believe that... Oh, sorry, you're arguing that Kevin's actually used much of the grass as a car park.
Well, first of all, I'd just like to say that I come from Dublin 8. I currently live in Dublin 12. And probably tell from my accent that I'm local. So I've spent my whole life in the area. I've seen the ups, the downs, everything. People in the area are used to not having great facilities. It's just part of life.
That doesn't make it right,
no,
though.
That's exactly what I want to say. So the facilities is needed. It's needed badly in the area. I have three girls that... when I go to Dolphin Park, we can't go to the toilet. I've had to bring them behind cars to do their wee.
In 2019, Ireland isn't right at all. If improving the facilities involves selling off a portion of the land, then so be it.
For a tiny section of the land that's being developed, that's not really used. And just what Mary was saying there, every inch of grass is used on a Saturday morning, is actually... not the truth, because you can actually go online and see pictures. They actually park their cars right around the grass on a Saturday morning and take up a huge section of Dolphin Park parking cars.
Okay, and let me just bring in one last call, and this is Kevin's member, and that's Tommy. You're on 98FM. Very quickly, Tommy, what do you want to say?
Yeah, I just want to point out that people are saying it's a small portion of Dolphin Park will be affected. 30% of Dolphin Park is going to be lost. That's 15% for sale. It's actually 17% in the planning application. And the development of the new clubhouse and car parking is another 13%. So there's 30% of Dolphin Park going to be lost. The main point, the main problem Kevin's have is, and as do Temple Og Sing Street, is that it's already hugely congested. We have 66 teams between the two clubs. We're regularly having to have fixtures outside of the park. And that 30% which will be lost is larger than the pitch at Croke Park. So if you want to increase playing time, which Temple Og Sing Street are claiming, it's floodlight the current park. You know, if you want to improve...
But you have to agree, Tommy, that the ground itself desperately needs redevelopment. You heard the message I read out. I played in the 70s and it hasn't improved since then. That's not good enough.
I've played hurling up there from the time I was 7 until I was 48, and I've coached teams for years. The ground doesn't need significant improvement. The changing rooms need significant improvement.
Okay, you just heard Sandra. She has to get her child to have a wee beside her car, which is just ridiculous.
I agree. The changing room needs significant improvement. And the cost of a new toilet and cistern is €80. You don't need to sell...
Sandra, what do you say to that?
Listen, the dressing rooms, you know, there's been rats and everything in them. It's not a dressing room. It's a concrete block. You know, in this day and age, we've three... Lucky enough to have three people play for in the last few years of the Dublin team. We have girls. Our girls' teams are coming up. They're doing fantastic. In this day and age, you have to supply... good facilities for children and for adults, you know, and it's for everyone involved, Kevin's, the schools, Sing Street, everyone involved. It's just a no-brainer. I don't understand the point whatsoever.
All right. Thank you very much indeed for your call, Sandra and Tommy. Thank you very much indeed for your call. Unfortunately, I'm way out of time, but it is a conversation that will, I've no doubt, will continue to be had over the next while in the Dolphin Park area involving both clubs. If you join the conversation late, that whole conversation will be podcast shortly at 98fm.com. Thank you very much indeed for joining us today. We're back with you again tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.